Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
BJ and Jamie.
All right. Alice, BJ and Jamie here. What'd you say?
It's a pinpoint weather alert day.
Yeah, it is, because the rain's coming.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, the rain is coming in, and it should be here in the next hour or so. I think it's raining in certain areas right now.
It's pouring downtown, I can tell.
Should we do a weather bug?
Let's do a weather bug.
Hang on a second. Okay. I got to find the beds here to do the weather bug. But, yeah, let's do it and find out what's happening in your area. The weather bug looks like this. We'll play the silly song, and then you text us at 303-22-ALICE. And you let us know if you're getting rain, if you're not, maybe some grapple, maybe a little snow if you're really to the west a little bit. Who knows? All right, here we go. Ready?
Be a weather bug. This is the only part we know.
Weather bug.
It's the only part we know.
Weather bug. Be a weather bug. Be a weather bug. All right, 303-22-ALICE, what's happening in your neighborhood? We're expecting a lot of rain today. They're saying a couple of inches, possibly. I feel like they backed off just a little bit, though, because yesterday it was monsoon-type stuff, okay? Today it just feels like a steady rain that's going to start in a couple of hours or
so. No, he said, Mount Wave weather guy said, he goes, it's not going to be like it washed out and there's not going to be flooding. He said it's just going to be a steady rain.
I'm just going on what was said on TV this morning and yesterday morning.
Let's go with our Mountain Wave weather guy who we had on.
Which he nailed it, looks like, right?
He
because it's come
did.
Back to what he was saying to us yesterday.
Yeah. Somebody said it is raining at Colfax and Broadway. It's coming down pretty good at the Mousetrap. Roxborough, it's sprinkling right now. Fort Collins, nothing. I wanted severe weather and I have nothing. Founders in Castle Rock, light rain. Kingsburg, it's cloudy. No rain yet. Never mind. Wait, what is that one?
Never mind.
Kincarroll, it is a drizzle. Peoria and Mississippi, dry, cloudy. No rain in Highlands Ranch yet. Let's see here. It's sprinkling in Westminster right now. Parker at Arapahoe area, just cloudy. Raining in Arvada, between Golden and Boulder on Highway 93. Nothing in Eaton. Nothing in Thornton, but driving to Commerce City. It's very light rain. Franktown has drizzle.
Hit or miss.
Yep.
All over town this morning. All right. Thanks for participating.
No kidding.
We appreciate it. You'll get a prize in the mail.
You won't get a prize.
You won't get a prize.
Hey, you know what? I've got to tell you something real quick.
You're not going to get a prize. What?
Before you go to your next little thing that you, BJ's.
Well, I want to complain about something.
Oh, okay.
No, go ahead.
Oh, all right. But I just want to tell you that last night, you know, I did Cinco de Mayo. Have you ever...
Oh, that's right. You went out with the girls.
Have you guys ever been at a table and been, like, have nothing, like, everybody's talking around you, but you can't participate because you don't know what they're talking about?
You're isolated. You're, like, in the middle of two conversations. It's the most awkward thing
ever,
imaginable.
Ever. And I'll get to it later because I know you have stuff to get to, but last
no,
night...
No, we can do it.
I literally sat in silence. And I know that's hard to believe because it's
What
Jamie.
Was the topic?
UNC.
UNC. Northern Colorado?
Yeah. Yep. Yep. It was all about UNC. And I haven't gone to UNC.
Yeah.
But apparently there's bazooka margaritas at UNC.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. So two of the people at my table went to UNC, and one of the girls, her son is even going to UNC. And then this other guy came up and he's like, "Are you guys talking about UNC?" I swear to God this happened. And I was like, yeah, they are talking about UNC. And then they go, "Do you know Micah?" Some guy named Micah. And then my girlfriend said, "Micah, blah, blah, blah." And he goes, "Yeah, sometimes he comes in here." And she's like, "Oh my God, I used to date him at UNC. In fact, I stole him from my sorority sister."
Oh, they went in.
And then this other guy goes, "Yeah, he's now on 40 under 40 in Denver." And she's like, "Oh, man."
So you just sat there and listened to this?
I sat there and listened. I took some notes. Let me just tell you really fast. All right, so here's what we got. Apparently, the slutty girls on the campus were the Easy Deasy Delta Zetas.
Ooh. I like them. Yeah. If you're going to go there, join that one.
Easy Deasy.
They called the Delta Zetas the Easy Deasies. There's a place called the Armory. Apparently, it had like pitcher beers for $5.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's a place called Roma's. And I guess it was amazing as well. It's a pizza joint. Very, very good. And then the Bazooka Margaritas. And that's all I got.
No kidding. All at UNC. Where exactly is UNC?
Greeley.
It's Greeley?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know. I had no idea.
Yep.
So. I see them pop up every now and then, but now we got the scoop.
Well, you learn a lot about your friends when you hear about their college life, because my girlfriend is the sweetest human on the planet. I had no idea she would ever steal anybody else's girlfriend, but apparently she was higher up on the alpha fees.
Yeah.
She was an alpha fee, and she was higher up on the level, so you can steal the lower level sorority sister's boyfriends.
Wow. Oh, yeah, it's like a good move.
Yeah, who knew?
College life is a different world.
What I love scoop.
It. Like, I think about it in college, and I'm like, oh, I wish I could go back there.
what scoop that is.
Huh? Isn't it? Yeah.
You got to know. I want to bring this up real quick here. And it was more slacker yesterday than you guys, but you guys participated. But I don't understand something. And I left here thinking about this yesterday. Why did I catch so much grief yesterday from him about eating a burrito that's 3 days old?
I think because it's kind of yucky.
All right. So, and I know some people don't like
leftovers,
okay? And I get it. I love leftovers. I love leftovers, okay? So we had burritos come into the building on Friday, last Friday. And it was Santiago's?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it was, right?
Yes.
And there was some company that was trying to promote, I don't know what was going on, but they had like 50, 60, 80, I don't know how many burritos. Well, about five or six ended up in the refrigerator. Somebody put them in there on Friday, and when yesterday morning came around, they were still there. And so I went back there and grabbed two and ate them. And everybody thought that was so disgusting. It's not like they were 3 weeks old.
No,
they were three days old.
I just think the thought of like cold eggs wrapped into, and to me, like the tortilla is probably soggy by now. Because, you know, all those ingredients in there make it soggy.
Yeah.
It just doesn't sound yummy to me.
See, that's the thing for me, because I took one home on Friday, and I had one on Saturday morning, and it wasn't soggy or anything like that, but that's my thing with the burrito. After, like, maybe a day or even the next day, I feel like it's just soggy.
Yeah. Sog.
Everybody was so, like, out disgusting and blah, blah. They were delicious.
Well, we're good.
Absolutely delicious. But I couldn't believe how just everybody was so repulsed by it. It's like, it's only 3 days. 3 days is not that much when it comes to food.
But see, I just get like grossed out about leftovers.
Is there any leftovers you like?
Pizza.
So, a lot of people love pizza.
I love pizza.
Spaghetti.
Yeah, because that seems to go into the noodle, so it makes it better.
Yeah.
You know, but
I'll tell you something else that I think is really good 2 or 3 days later is Chinese food.
I would agree.
I like Chinese food.
Not the rice part. But
rice gets hard.
Yeah,
gets
yeah.
hard on. But if you've got like orange chicken or
rice sesame gets what?
Chicken. It gets hard on you.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Yeah,
hard on you.
Okay.
And so it's not very. I've tried to even recook it. Just doesn't work.
Right.
Doesn't
but work. I know what you mean. Like the sweet and sour chicken, maybe, or what is it? I get beef and broccoli.
Sesame chicken.
But I'd only eat the beef. I wouldn't eat the broccoli.
Yeah, broccoli might get gnarly.
Yeah. There's certain foods that are good. You know, with leftovers, then there are others that not so good, I guess. Yep.
Yeah, some of them get a little smushy. Some of them get smushy.
Man, Slacker was so bent out of shape yesterday. I think he was on drugs, though. Because isn't he taking medication for something? Christ. Doesn't he have like a mouth issue?
On an antibiotic.
Yeah, but yeah, I think he had to have surgery or something yesterday.
He was
having
some dental work.
Yeah. Later in the afternoon, but not that morning.
They had to go drill him. I don't know. Maybe he took it early. I don't know.
Wow.
He was a little wacky.
It wasn't that intense.
We have Benson Boone. Benson Boone. Coming up at 8 o'clock this morning, we'll give you a code word to see Benson Boone. That's going to be a sold-out show, right?
Yeah, it's going to be Ball Arena. Yeah, that guy. It's like I told you, I don't know, before I even knew he was coming to town. I was so worried he was going to be a one-hit. Well, I wasn't so worried. I was worried he was going to be a one-hit wonder.
Yeah.
But he has proved us wrong.
I need to get me one of those zip-up jumpsuits
he
wears.
Yeah, you do.
Sequins.
Yeah. That would look so good on you.
Yeah. I think it would. I'd look like a fat Elvis. Right? But I think that's a cool look.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with it. Code word, 8 o'clock this morning. Benson.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Boom.
DJ and James.
7 seconds left. Westbrook, 5 seconds. They're down by one. Gordon got it. Aaron Gordon with a deep shot. The Nuggets steal game one. That's a winner for Aaron Gordon. We win. We win. Game one.
Woohoo. That was awesome, by the way.
Game two.
Unbelievable. I know I brought it up earlier this morning. I just feel bad for the coach that we fired because it just seems sad, you know?
Yeah, let's not try to think about that, though.
I mean, it would be, if I was the coach, it would be hard to watch.
It would be. That would be, let's see what that would be like. That would be like, for me.
Yeah.
Me leaving this show, and then this show goes national. Yeah. I mean, all of a sudden, you guys are making buku bucks in New York.
Right.
And I'd be like, oh man. It's a big deal winning game one.
Yeah. It is a big deal.
I didn't see that coming at all, man.
Woo. Nobody did until the very last second.
So yesterday, I'm scrolling through and I see this report about grocery stores. I know that, certain things that most people don't care about interest me for some reason.
Uh-huh.
But they surveyed and analyzed is probably a better word for it, 3,000 grocery stores across America. Do you realize the second worst in America is right here on Green Valley Boulevard?
I couldn't believe it when you told me.
This King Soopers.
Listen, this country is gigantic with a lot of grocery stores.
Thank you.
Really think about this, you guys. It's a gigantic country with millions of grocery stores, and we have the worst one, the second?
I'm going to tell you this. I think this will increase their customers 1,000%. I want to go over there and see how bad it is.
Well, you're weird like that. I don't really want to go over there.
I have no desire to go.
Listen. Do they have bugs on their fruit? I don't know. Yeah, but I need to look at this.
Well, that won't really matter. I found a worm in my celery that was still alive at Whole Foods.
Well, same category.
I posted it. That was disgusting. Yeah, that was gross.
Can you believe this? Organic. Not only that. Here, you want to hear something even more fascinating? The number two worst out of 3,000 stores in groceries. King Soopers, Green Valley, Ranch Boulevard, right? Number three is Kroger in Aurora.
That is so weird.
So two out of the top three worst in America, we have them right here.
I didn't know we actually called any of them Kroger.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
That's what they listed it as, Kroger. I'm sure it's King Soopers.
Yeah.
It's right? Gotta be.
I haven't seen an actual Kroger.
No, this is in Aurora. That's number three on the list. We have some crappy stores.
We do have crappy stores. That is weird. I mean, I get, because number one was what?
Washington, D.C.
Yeah. Like, I get Safeway. That. I guess that's probably, you know, but man, this just seems odd.
You would think there'd be a worse store in, like, Arkansas, okay?
Yeah.
Or just pick a state.
Right. Arkansas is a good one.
Yeah, Colorado. Well, it's just first thing.
No, it's fine.
Alphabetical. Yeah. It starts with an A. It's fine. I get caught up. I could have gone with Arizona,
I
guess.
I would have gone with Alabama.
Could have been Alabama. Could have been Alabama.
If you're going alphabetically.
It could have been Alabama.
Which would be, Alabama. Alabama.
Would be ahead of that, yeah. L before R.
No,
yeah.
I understand that. Thanks. Oh, my God.
Well, you ask.
No, I was
You
going,
ask.
I wasn't asking you that. I was asking if there's another state that is an A, like Alaska or something, that would come first.
I don't know.
It's Alabama, I guess.
Yeah.
It's Alabama. Probably
Alabama. Alabama.
I can't think of all my A states.
You don't want to go over to the store. You don't want to go over to the state or the state. You don't want to go over to the store. Just check it out to see why it's so disgusting.
I kind of do. Well, you are bored.
If anybody shops at the Green Valley Boulevard, Green Valley Ranch Boulevard, King Soopers, text us 303-22-ALICE.
There is someone that
back this
in.
Up. Back this up that it's the most disgusting. Well, second most disgusting store, what'd grocery store in America.
This person says horrible, dirty, disorganized, stinks. Oh, the staff stinks. Is not friendly.
It stinks. Even.
Yeah, stinks.
You should go over there and do a live report.
I think I want to.
Or we should, Dan DeRue, why isn't he over there?
Yeah, with his big stick. Yeah, go over there and, you know.
See what's going on.
Touching all the fruit.
Smack on the cantaloupes
I think
something.
The most boring thing, like as far as being a bored person, like you sound like you are, I've ever done was I was raised in a teeny tiny town of 800 people. So when there would be a fire truck, like any kind of fire truck or anything, my sister and I would jump in the car and we'd follow it, see where it was going.
Yeah. Remember, I did that with a prison bus.
What was that story?
Remember, I'm driving home. I'm on C-470 going west, and a prison bus went by. And it was one of those white buses. All the windows are all,
blacked
you know,
out.
Got, yeah, they got the what is it, the cage look to it.
Yep.
And so bars, it's going down C-470, and you could tell there were people on it. And so I followed it, and it went out to the prison. It went out to the prison on Kipling. And so I followed it all the way to the parking lot where they were going to unload these guys. It was kind of wild.
You were giving them an escort?
I found it curious. I was curious about it, so I followed the bus. And sure enough, it went to Kipling out there to the federal prison. And it was kind of cool.
You should take up knitting or something.
These guys, they get off in shackles around their feet.
Uh-huh, yeah. That's how that works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Orange jumpsuits.
It was wild. Yeah. I want to go to this grocery store.
Well, I think I'm
gonna
go today.
I'm going to run over there today, I think.
Why don't you create the BJ bus for all the people that wouldn't go over there and look at it?
Oh, yeah, that's
there
a great
go,
idea.
Right?
BJ's bus off to the big King Soopers, the crappy one. Can you believe we're number two and three?
Oh,
we suck.
Oh, God. That
we
would
suck.
Be, yeah.
That's terrible.
That, I mean, like, somebody's, you know, needs to be fired.
Groceries are food.
Yeah, that's bad.
It's a bad look,
yeah,
right?
It is.
Yes,
oh
it is.
Oh, God.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. Benson Boone is coming to town. Couple of tickets for you. We'll give you a code word. 8 o'clock. Hang on.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Cosmos 482.
Cosmos 48. Sounds like something in space.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
It sounds Cosmos.
Cosmos 482 is coming.
I know. It's a planet that we've discovered aliens live on.
Nope. Unfortunately, it is a piece of, it's some kind of like, I don't know, piece of spacecraft, a spacecraft that's been orbiting for 53 years. It's a Russian spacecraft. It's been orbiting for 53 years. Something went wrong and we lost contact with, nobody's on it. Yeah, that'd be really old now. But anyway, it's just been out of control. Well, I guess starting tomorrow, it's going to enter Earth. And it's pretty much going to stay intact. They're afraid because it does have a parachute on board. Yeah. They're afraid because it's been up there for 53 years that the parachute is not going to be deployed. There's no way to control it. They don't think the parachute is going to work. And they're like, it's going to hit us.
Great. Just great. Russian
tomorrow.
Junk.
Yeah.
Russian space junk is going to hit us.
Yeah.
Just great.
They don't know if it'll be one humongous piece or if it'll be a bunch of pieces. I'm hoping it just stays intact so you can maybe see it when it's coming down, but it'd be pretty fast. Or if it's going to be a bunch of pieces. They're talking about how, you know, obviously it's rare. There's a few times, like there was this lady, she was sound asleep, and in the middle of the night, something, it was about, 1 foot long by 1 foot,
yeah.
And it came through her ceiling and landed on her bed.
Oh,
right next to her, but didn't kill her. It would have if she would have, you know, like rolled over or something.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah. And then another guy, they also had some space junk crash through their house. We've seen it on ring cameras from different meteorites. So they're saying, be aware, starting tomorrow, you could be killed by space junk.
Now, do we have this pinpoint? Do we know what country it's going to hit?
Yes.
We do.
Yes.
All right, this is good news here.
Yeah. So it could hit Africa,
okay, there
Australia,
we go.
United
what?
States,
well, wait a minute.
New Zealand.
Wait a minute.
The oceans.
No. If it's going to hit in Africa, there's no chance it hits in New Zealand.
Well, they don't know it's where completely. It's going to hit. They have no tracking of this thing. They just know. They literally have
just
no idea.
So just keep your head up.
Yeah. Or down.
Just great. Just
yeah.
Great.
Starting tomorrow through May 13th is when this is going to happen. And they said if you see a piece of space junk, do not touch it. Call authorities.
Know, we're going to hit a point, and I don't know where it stops and how it's governed. I have no idea.
It's not.
But we're going to hit a point where we can't put anything else up there. I mean, it's completely full in our orbit.
Well, it's vast. We're fine.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
It's big enough.
Yeah, it's way
big. I feel like it's plenty big.
Yeah, we're fine.
What about like 1,000 years from now? And there's 100 million up there.
Well, then I'm sure it's like plastic bags at that point. You know?
Yeah, well, I'm worried, Jamie. I don't sleep well. I think about this a lot, and I don't sleep very well.
I know. God, love
space
it.
Junk.
Space junk.
Crashing back to Earth, coming through my roof.
Dude, do you know how hard it is? I've really, really, really tried to stay away from plastic.
Yeah.
It's impossible. Everything at Whole Foods, every pre-made meal, everything is all plastic.
It's a joke.
I can't get away from it.
I don't want to get away from it.
Well,
I love plastic.
Even like the pills that you take, like supplements or whatever, they've been sitting in plastic bottles for months, maybe years, just absorbing that plastic.
Jamie, the most hypocrisy is I go through the checkout line. I cannot get a plastic bag. But if I go back over where the vegetables are, there are rolls and rolls of plastic bags.
I know.
Rolls of plastic bags. I can take all I want of those.
Yeah,
but I can't get one to carry my stuff home.
I mean,
it's dumb.
I am drinking whatever this is, like aluminum. Oh, look, I'm like an influencer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I hate it
when they do that.
Every single time.
I hate that so much when they do that. I know I mentioned that a lot. What?
So are you saying that you're kind of a recycled person?
No, I don't know. I just try to get away from plastic, but I'm running, but it's right behind me. Ah!
Man, they brainwashed you.
Well, I think that it's bad. That I do think it causes reproductive issues. I do think it causes bad things in your brain. I mean, they found when they dissected humans that they had little bitty micro, whatever the big word is here, pieces of plastic in their brains.
Yep.
That's not good. That's bad. There's no brainwashing. It's fact. Anyway.
I want my plastic back.
I want my plastic back.
I want my plastic back.
Anyway, so Cosmos 482, 53 years. It's been circling, and it's going to hit somebody.
That's why I stay indoors.
You know, I was just thinking, I'm just going to go swimming that whole time because I'll just go under the water.
Did you see that warning they put out this morning for Tampa Bay?
What?
They put out a warning this morning, an urgent public health warning for the air in Tampa, that if you're over 65, do not go outside today. You could die.
Of what? I mean, we have that happen here.
Bad air with the, I guess it's something to do with the air?
Ozone or something?
I don't know. Something's blowing into the area. And in the Tampa Bay area, they're saying if you're over 65, it is absolutely imperative that you stay indoors today. Because their air has reached the orange zone for air quality index. And it's considered completely unhealthy.
Haven't we had that here?
I don't think we've ever been to orange. I don't remember that.
I don't know. Anyway.
I mean, if you get fires and stuff, I know that, you know, that you get the smoke from that.
Yeah.
And it can be bad, but I don't know what's going on here, but it's a big major warning today.
Yeah, it says Florida's air is turning toxic. That's the headline.
Toxic? Well, scared.
We're not here. There. We're.
Oh,
here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in Colorado.
My wife's traveling there today.
Oh, well, then
Palm Beach.
That's why it's relevant then.
I guess.
Anyway.
There's a better chance you're going to die from that than something hitting you from space,
Jamie.
You don't know.
I'm not in Florida.
Just saying.
I'm not in Florida, so I'm not going to die from
that.
Well,
I'm not in Alaska either.
Well, what
to get hit by.
It doesn't say Alaska. It says the United States.
Well, wherever. It also said Africa. I'm not in Africa either.
You're not making any sense at all.
I'm just saying.
What are you saying?
I'm giving out the warning that there's toxic air out there.
Gotcha. Okay. Anyway, Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly went to the grocery store, and now we do know what, in fact, they bought. A coffee and a green juice.
Oh.
I heard on this particular story, they said that he was flirting with that Sweeney lady.
Yeah, I saw it.
Is that what happened?
Oh, my gosh. Was he
and,
ever?
They were
and they're saying that she jumped back in when she saw that and said, hey, get in the car. We're going to the store.
One of those. How'd it go?
Get your ass in the car, Machine Gun. She calls him Machine Gun. Maybe Gun for short.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Gun, get your butt in the car. We're going. You quit looking at those boobs.
And then there it was. Yeah.
That's what the story is, right?
Well, no, they were petting each other, kind of. It was Sweeney and Machine Gun. They were at a concert, and she's like, oh, my God. She was giggle, giggle, and touchy-touchy. You know how, like, women touch men?
Yeah. The way you treat me in staff meetings.
Yeah, in staff meetings. How, you know, my hands were all over you yesterday.
I know. Yeah. Right there beside you.
Yeah, touchy-touchy.
Touch.
Feely-feely.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, that's what I do. I mean, I just can't keep my hands off of
you. I don't think that Sydney Sweeney is that good looking.
I know you don't. You say that all the time.
I don't think she's good looking at all.
Oh my God.
She's not classified, in my opinion, beautiful.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, she's cute. She's okay. Whatever. Nice body, I guess. Okay. But I don't think she's that beautiful.
She's like Lady Gaga. Sometimes she's really hot and other times she's not.
I agree with that.
I think she's gorgeous.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, your standards. You got to pick them up a bit.
I don't think Bray's put out in a while. So everybody's hot right now.
Yeah, it's the baby.
Yeah, it's the baby.
No, I just don't think she gets all this notoriety for being such a beautiful woman. I don't see it.
Because I remember right around 3, I just was like,
over it.
Oh. Do not put your wiener in my back one more time.
Yeah, I remember when Lisa hit that point. Well, 4 or 5 years ago, I guess it was.
It happens. Yeah, it happens. Jennifer Aniston. She was home, and a man drove his vehicle through the gates of her Bel Air home. I actually feel bad for this dude. So he drove. He's in his 70s, right? Let's say like 74. I think he had a medical incident. I don't think he was trying to get a piece of Jennifer Aniston. I think he had a medical incident. He drove through and crashed through her gates, and then they pulled guns on him.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, they
drug him out of the car.
Yeah, her security detail did.
We have audio here.
Okay, here we go.
You're looking at the 900 block of Ariel Way here in Bel Air.
Oh, they just gave out her street address. What the hell?
That is so dumb.
Why would you do that?
I have no idea.
The 900 block. I mean, it's only a block. You can find your house, can't you?
You're looking at the 900 block of Ariel Way here in Bel Air. This happened around 1220. That's when the LAPD got a call. The initial call came out as a burglary call here at the address. As I zoom in here, you're looking at the front gates of this home. As you see here on the ground, it looks like that retractable arm was broken off the front gate when this man crashed through the actress Jennifer Aniston's home here. Now, TMZ's reporting that this happened just after noon today, and that the security guards, I should say, grabbed the man and held him in custody until LAPD officers did arrive.
The 900 block of Ariola Way.
I know. Yeah. She's going to have to move. Right?
Yeah. They gave out the address.
I almost bought her hair care stuff.
Who, Jennifer?
Yeah.
Is it good stuff?
I don't know. It's called something. Well, that's good, Jane. Anyway, I just had a whole conversation with myself. But her hair looks so good. I was like, man, it's expensive. Her shampoo, conditioner, and her spritzing spray. It's kind of expensive.
Yeah.
What's it called, Spadell?
Lola V. She does have great hair.
She has great hair, but my credit card got declined. Thank you, Jesus. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tell her trash. Yeah,
that's actually a good move.
It is.
You know, that they step in and stop that sometimes because you get out of control.
Yep.
BJ and Jamie.
Coming up at 8 o'clock, we've got a chance for you to go see Benson Boone. He's coming to town in September, I think it is, right? September?
Yep. September?
Ball
September
Arena.
It is. Yeah. Yep.
All right. 8 o'clock for your chance to check out the show.
I think it's starting to rain, friends. I think it's starting to rain. I think we're getting a little rain. I think so. I don't know.
I don't know. It's starting to look brighter downtown.
What the hell's going on?
Where's my rain? I want my rain. What the rain?
Especially since I just put down that the seed.
Yeah.
I swear all the little birds know. They know when you put down seed. It's like dog food to give them to a dog.
They're you all made them their... happy, though.
Oh, yeah.
You really did. Putting down that seed, so they've got a big lunch today.
Yep, they sure do.
Do you see where there's another puppy thief? Speaking of animals,
no,
there's been another theft.
Did they ever find the other one? Remember the two we talked to the lady? Two were stolen. One got returned. Did they ever?
I didn't hear an update that they actually found the other puppy.
Yeah.
Well, this happened about 8 or 9 days ago, and it's a Pomeranian. They're on the lookout for this thing. And when they put Jim Hooley on it. This is a major story, folks. I mean, over at Fox 31, Jim Hooley is the best. He is the best there is. And when they put him on something, it's really serious. And this is a puppy heist at the puppy something farm up at 102nd.
This is a pet ranch up here on 120th, right near Colorado here in Thornton. And unfortunately, this pet napping can be really big business. People go in, they rip off these dogs, these pups, in this case. And then they can resell them on the quote-unquote black market for a lot of money. And yes, indeed.
I have no idea where that came from. Did you play something, Spadil?
It was a promo that automatically played.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, I didn't touch anything. This board, our equipment just fires.
It just jumps.
It stops. It fires.
Yeah,
it just,
it's crazy.
I'm just sitting here, and all of a sudden, bits of bone starts
playing. I know, you're just looking up. You're like, what do I do? And I'm like, I don't know.
You don't know where it's coming from.
I know, that's
it's
bizarre.
Like, what the hell is that?
You know what this is called? Modern technology.
I guess.
Yep.
So this is a pet ranch up here on 120th, right near Colorado here in Thornton. And unfortunately, this pet napping can be really big business. People go in, they rip off these dogs, these pups, in this case, and then they can resell them on the quote-unquote black market for a lot of money. And yes, indeed, this dog that was stolen is very, very expensive. It's a Pomeranian, one of those little puffy dogs, a Pomeranian. Police said that dog is valued probably at close to $2,500. So,
I would never pay $2,500 for a dog.
Well, a Pomeranian.
Just saying. Folks, come on. My little Silky, I think we paid $600 for him. And for Enzo, the German Shepherd, we paid $400. And to me, that's outrageous.
Wait, you're not like Carson? You didn't rescue him?
No,
you're not
I didn't.
Like Schmidl, you didn't rescue him?
They came from a farm.
Oh.
They didn't come from
a puppy mill?
Yeah.
No. My one was within the family. They have German Shepherds, and I just got one of her pups.
But you bought one at a pet store.
No.
Yeah, because you
not
said
this
that
one.
Lady that... Yeah.
A while back. Yes.
I mean, you owned it that day. Moki. Today's a different day.
No. No, we're talking about different dogs.
Okay.
Moki, and he had a world of problems. That dog cost me probably $8,000 overall.
Wow.
Love him to death, but Moki was a problem, man.
Yeah.
From the very beginning. And yes, he came from a pet store.
Yeah.
Wow. He sure did.
But he was so cute in the window.
He was a wonderful dog.
Yeah.
He was. Costly, but a wonderful little dog. I miss Moki. I miss you, Moki.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.